Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 83, a review of Lessons 65 and 66, my only function is the one God gave me, and my happiness and my function are one. We are reminded that our purpose is to know ourselves as the light of the world, and our function is to forgive. Our function is forgiveness. You see, everything we see with our eyes is coming from our past thoughts. You might see patterns repeating over and over again in your life. This is because the mind that is projecting it is still intact and still projecting. Therefore, our function, if we properly understand it, becomes forgiveness. This means to forgive what it is that we see so that the truth can be remembered in our mind. When we focus on what we see, and we worry and go into fear and anguish and sadness and anger and hatred and loss, when we go to these negative feelings as a result, we are validating what we see in front of us, and therefore we project it again and again in our life experience. The Course is offering us a way out of this situation. And it's a challenging one because what we see with our eyes, we tend to feel as though it is happening to us instead of from us. We do not realize the great power that dwells within us as it lays dormant in our awareness while we entertain what is not true. As we look out upon the world, remember that you are projecting the experience that you see. And when we go into anything but peace, we reproject it again and again as a result. Instead, we can look at what we see, the entire experience, and recognize that it is not the truth. God made none of this. God did not make sadness or pain, evil, death, sickness, confusion, sadness, hatred, betrayal, jealousy. God did not create any of these things. And in order for us to see those projected upon the world, it simply means that we are consenting to this in our mind. And we can choose again. This is what the Course repeats over and over. Choose again, my brother. Choose again. And how we do this is we look out upon what we see, and we hold forgiveness in our hearts. Not forgiveness to condone an action. Forgiveness as we recognize that whatever it is that we see, whatever we are feeling, this cannot alter the truth of who we are. The moment that we do this, we are aligning with what is true, and therefore we will begin to experience the effects of our choice. In the nature of time, this takes a short period of time before we will see the effects, because on the timeline, there's a little process that's involved where we begin to hold what is true in our minds, and then what is true will show its effects. Be patient during this time. The Holy Spirit is showing you something entirely new. And if you would let Him, before we shut down the process and decide again and again on pain, He will show us something. He will let us have the miracle in the place of our grievance. Whatever we hold in our hearts today, we simply turn it over, remembering that our function is forgiveness. Our purpose is to know who we are as the light of the world and who the other person is as well, because they are one with us. And in oneness, nothing, including this, can justify the illusion of happiness apart from my function. My happiness and my function are one.